Welcome everyone to this edition of LML Radio. I'm your host, James Wadsworth, and joining me is Chris Doyle. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Let's start with an introduction to who you are and just general stuff like that.
All right. Well, my name is Chris Doyle. I'm a 37-year-old adult fan of Lego. I live in Michigan, and I've probably been building steadily for about 10 years now or so. I run a website called reasonablyclever.com, which is sort of a pop culture site, but with a lot of Lego-themed sections to it.
Okay, very good. And I know that running a website can take up a lot of time. Do you find time to build a lot? And if you do, what types of things do you build?
Well, I don't have as much time to build as I'd like, of course. I have a steady day job in addition to running the site. But when I do build, if you want to think of the more standard Lego themes, it's mostly city and space. But probably a little bit more appropriately is I kind of think of a build in the pop culture theme. Since I don't have unlimited time to build, I tend to try and pick projects that are kind of in the public eye. For example, I've built a church for the Flying Spaghetti Monster and built a large Serenity model back when Firefly was peaking, that kind of stuff.
So talk about your site for a bit. What's kind of the history behind it? What do you put on it and stuff like that?
Sure. I was kind of an early adopter to the web. My day job is in the computer world. So I've had some form of website out there since really the late 90s. Reasonably Clever was registered back in around 2000. And really, initially, it was just a cute name and a place where I could store files from work to transport them home easily. But then I created a little avatar creator called The Minimizer back again in early 2001 or so. And it was just really a way for me to teach myself some Flash animation, put it out on the web, and it kind of was one of the first viral avatar makers out there, and it got an enormous amount of attention. It was bringing in nearly 500,000 page views a month at its peak, and at that point I knew I had to kind of do more with the site. It seemed silly just to leave it with just the one thing, and slowly over the years kind of expanded it into different areas, again, mostly focusing on Lego just because it interested me. I did a version of the tarot decks, did a couple of versions of those in Lego themed, worked on some set reviews, did some fun things with the advent calendars that came out. I mentioned the Serenity ship and the church. I actually do a web comic on there using Lego bricks that just now passed its 500th episode, and we host a lot of contests to try and keep interest up. And like I said, since I don't have a lot of time to build myself, I kind of use the contest as a way to get other people to build things for me.
Yeah, that works. So with the minimizers, I see on your site you have a buy me miser image there. What's kind of, can people make minifigs and then buy them, or what's kind of going on there?
Well, that's the basic premise behind the buy me miser. Basically what happened was the minimizer is started out just completely as digital, just custom artwork in the Lego style. I wasn't using LCAT or anything to generate the images. It was all just hand-drawn Flash shapes. And as I mentioned, it became, quite popular. And one thing that I got emailed over and over again was, can I buy the little guy that I made? And eventually I thought, well, it would be silly not to answer this demand. So I went out and saw what I could do to stockpile some common parts. You can't afford some of the Star Wars heads, but you can always get, the smileys and a fairly decent selection. Put them together and then let people customize a figure and buy it that way.
So how many people go through that process a month?
I usually get 100 or so figures out a month. I don't know. It's kind of seasonal, like anything else. When people have money to spend, they'll spend it. When they don't, they don't. But, I'll average 50 or 60 orders a month out of it, which is really about as much as I have time to spend on it. And really, it doesn't generate a whole lot of profit. And what does really kind of goes back into the site, paying for the hosting and the Lego that I need to keep myself involved in the hobby.
You have a contest currently going on right now called Brick Science. The taglines, the good, the bad, and the mad. Maybe you just want to give a quick introduction to it and what's kind of behind it.
Yeah, it's a contest designed to let builders kind of explore their views of scientists. It was suggested in being sponsored by a builder named Graviton, Shane. He was a winner in some of our earlier contests. He placed with the Brickforge pick on Pigs on the Wing, and I came in second place in a Pumping Iron, which was an Ironman contest we had a couple of months ago. He contacted me and said he was looking to do some sort of contest with a science theme. So I suggested breaking it up into the the mad scientists, the good scientists, and then actually we had Bruce from Microbricks and Vignette Bricks, those blogs. He's going to help as well. He added a little bit of polish to it. There are really four categories that we're looking for people to build in. We've got both a good and an evil scientist impulse build, which is where we're looking for 50 bricks or less, like a little Lego impulse set. A laboratory, lair, mayhem diorama, large build. Basically, just any large science-related build. It could be a laboratory, could be the spaceship that the mad scientist is using to plot destruction, whatever. And then the final one, which I think is really kind of interesting, is a VIG, a vignette based on either a real or a mainstream fictional scientist. We've already had an entry for Dr. Horrible and a real archaeologist so far. So.
And are there any other entries that have caught your eye so far?
It's kind of early in the contest. There was a Madame Curie one that used glow-in-the-dark parts to represent the radioactive bricks. I thought that was cute. We had a very early entry in the Mad Scientist Impulse build that used a lot of the parts from the new Republic gunship set. I was just interested to see how they put those together. I forget the name of the builder on that one, though. Should remember it, though. It's a good builder. Really, we limited the entries this time. Our previous contest we had allowed builders to enter as many times as they like. But unfortunately, that meant that the judges were wading through hundreds, literally hundreds of entries on the final tally, and it was really just too much. So we've limited it now, one entry per person per category. So a single person could enter up to four times. But as a result, I think that's forcing people to take a little bit more time, polish their projects, and I think we'll see a lot of entries coming in the last few days rather than a huge stream all the way through.
One entry that I saw that, who knows, maybe you've already mentioned it, I didn't catch it, but there was one, I think, mad scientist on a bike, really interesting made a bike that I think was used a beard piece and something like that, so that was one that caught my eye.
The one with the where they used the Viking beard?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, that was a nice use of that. It's unusual to find a use for those Viking beards outside of Vikings.
I know.
Especially without... As I remember, they just used the minifig head without a helmet or a hat, so you really have a strange shape there.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was pretty clever. So, when's the contest going to be done, finished?
Okay, it's open now. Entries need to be submitted by September 15th, early in the morning. Really, it's really a September 14th cutoff, but because of the vulgarities of email and whatnot, we try and set it a little bit later the next morning so that there's a kind of a buffer. But yeah, September 15th is the cutoff on that one. And then we're hoping to announce the winners and start shipping prizes by the end of the month, so. Or end of next month, September. End of September.
Okay. And who are the judges?
As I mentioned, Graviton, the gentleman who's sponsoring the prizes, is going to be one of the judges. And then Bruce from Microbricks, Vignette Bricks, and then myself are going to be doing the three judging there. We also have a fellow webcomic of mine, Ian Healy, is going to be presenting a favorite pick of his prize, an autographed copy of one of his novels, to the builder who uses his science guy inventor and to the best of his ability. So,
okay, and I saw on one of Bruce's blog posts something about two of the judges being scientists or something like that.
Well, yes. I should have promoted that. That's actually a really interesting point. Shane is professor of physics, actually, and Bruce is a chemist, and I have a degree in computer science. So technically, we have three scientists doing the judging. So.
Yeah, I think yours might be a bit.
Mine's a stretch, and I admit it. not quite the high end science, but It does appear in that wording on my diploma, so...
So if somebody creates a mock of a guy sitting at a computer, would that work?
It would, yeah, it would work. Now, I'm not sure it would win, but it would...
You mentioned the one prize, the autographed book. Are there any other prizes available?
Certainly, yes. The Class 1 prize, that's for the Good Scientist Impulse build. We're giving away the Agent's Mission 2 Swamp Raid set. For the second category, the Evil Scientists, we have the Agent's Gold Hunt set. For the large build, we have actually a pretty stellar prize, the LEGO Agents Volcano Base. That's the U.S. Toys R Us exclusive / shop at home item. And for the real or mainstream VIG, we've got a Mission 4 Speedboat Rescue. That's the one with the sharks with the laser beams. And then in addition to Ian's special pick, we also have a Good, Evil, and Mad Scientist pick, where Bruce, Shane, and I will each pick our own favorites. Bruce's pick is going to get a Lego magnet set with Batman, the one that has the Mr. Freeze in it. I'll be giving away a Mini Animals, that's a little monkey set. And we also have a Battle Arachnoid for the one that Shane likes the best.
So there's some serious prizes here up for grabs.
Quite a bit of science swag.
All right, and do you have any other future plans for your website, or are you just trying to get through this?
Well, it's the website's kind of always kind of evolving on its own. Like I said, the comic's about to enter its third year. In December, I've got my annual trip into the advent calendars. I've got a couple of big builds that I'm working on, a mini-scaled Serenity that's been in the works for far too long. And actually, I just heard from another person who wants to sponsor a contest in October, so... Just keep pumping along and, you know, whatever catches my fancy.
So can you give us any hints as to what that contest might be?
It's going to be in October, so probably some sort of spooky theme. Beyond that, we're just starting to hammer out the details. Come on, let's get through the science one first.
Well, you know, there might be people listening to this in October, so...
Oh, that's true. Think spooky thoughts and check reasonablyclever.com for more details.
Yeah, there you go. And maybe just to close this off, we can go back to you as a builder again, just for a couple minutes. Are there any other sites besides yours that you visit?
I read from Brixton Boffins every once in a while. I'm not really a regular, but I do check them out. I read the Brothers Brick far too many times a day. I've been listening to your podcast for about a month. I've been enjoying those. Don't really do much on Lugnet anymore. I check Brickset, and I also hit refresh on Brickshelf quite a bit. The one area that I'm looking really to try and get into and learn some more about are all the Flickr groups, just because there's some amazing work being published there that I want to try and keep abreast of. So.
And are there any builders out there that you would call your favorites?
You know, I kind of like them all. I know it's a cop-out answer, but really, I tend to just look for those little tricks, those unique pieces, or unique uses of pieces. And I think everybody has that in them. I just kind of look and see what I can get inspired from whoever's building what. So.
All right, awesome. Well, Chris, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
You've been listening to LML Radio. Remember that this August we're putting out, or at least hoping to put out, one interview per day. So check back at the blog radio.lml.org to find out all the information about the latest episodes and how you can subscribe to have the episodes sent directly to your PC. If you have any feedback, you can email podcast@lml.org or comment in our blog, which can be found at radio.lml.org. Please remember that this is a fan podcast and is not affiliated with the LEGO Group of Companies in any way, shape, or form. The official LEGO website can be found at lego.com. Until tomorrow, I'm James Wadsworth, and this has been LAML Radio.